Welcome to today's Vrenchgott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Principal Dan Van Coten at Pella Christian High School joins us on today's program to preview the upcoming academic year. When you look ahead to the challenges and the excitement that comes with the new school year, first of all, how has your transition been in getting used to the new administration role, especially with new administrators joining you on the team as well?
It has been a busy summer, but, you know, I really got set up well, Andrew, in that Clyde Rensema, the interim principal, stayed through the middle of June. He provided me a lot of training and a lot of his documents before he left, so he set me up well. And people will remember Daryl DeRider, who was principal here for 13 years. He is on speed dial on my phone, and I've called him a couple of times too this summer. So having those resources of people who I can rely on as I transition has been really good. And I've been putting in a few hours this summer. Haven't taken much of a break just because, yeah, there's a lot to get used to, as you said, moving offices and changing roles. There's a lot of new information to learn, new procedures to learn. And so I've spent a lot of time down here this summer, but this office already feels like home.
You mentioned new. There's going to be some new transitions when it comes to athletics and filling your former role as counselor. And on top of that, too, some new teachers that folks will get used to, whether they're parents or students. But it sounds like also a very veteran and experienced staff that's coming back. What has the transition been like with this year's faculty and group of staff?
Sure. We have had a bit of a fruit basket upset, but not as major or invasive as you might think, because we basically had people doing some sidestepping into different roles instead of a lot of new people coming in. So yeah, with me coming down here, that vacated the guidance office, but Brad Ambers is taking that role. Brad was our activities director. Brad was a guidance counselor in Chicago for many years before he came to Pella Christian. So he is so excited about that job and is very uniquely qualified, has a passion for that position. So I'm excited about what he's going to do in that role. And then Dan Branderhorst stepped into the role that Brad vacated in the activities director office. Dan has spent a good chunk of his summer getting used to his new role. And I don't know that I've ever seen a staff member as excited and enthused about a new role as I've seen in Dan Branderhorst. Dan comes with lots of gifts too. One of the chief gifts being super organization and super relational. So he is loving what he's doing and really sinking his teeth into the job already, spending a lot of time here. So yeah, those are the people that are shuffling sideways. And then we do have some new people coming in to fill some positions that have been vacated or a new position that we just created. First of all, Helen Lewis retired this past spring after many years in our study skills room. Her position now will be taken by Jana Dembski. And Jana comes to us with lots of people skill. Also, she comes to us with a number of degrees, many of those degrees having to do with working with people, working with kids. So Jana is also excited about the position. I have no doubt Jana is going to be a great fit for the study skills position. And then we have hired a new halftime custodian, and that will be Mr. Dennis Van Dusseldorp, who will come in for part of the day to help out our excellent custodial staff. Very happy to get Dennis on board. We also have a new sign language interpreter that's coming in. We had Danita Peterson helping out with one of our deaf, hard of hearing students for the last couple of years. And now a young lady named Mary Lou Johnson will be joining us. She just graduated from Iowa Western's program in sign language interpreting. So she's going to get started here at the beginning of the school year as well.
Coming to scheduling for the students, a lot of changes with the state and how they're counting hours versus days and things of that nature. It looks like a more consistent schedule for Pella Christian High School coming up this fall. What are some of the tweaks and changes that parents might want to know about, especially on Early Out Wednesdays, and some of the other things that teachers will be able to take advantage of with how the schedule lays out this year?
Probably the biggest change you've already alluded to, Andrew, and that is that we will consistently have early outs nearly every Wednesday. Now, we have made room for that in that we have pulled back slightly on our intramural program. In the past, we've had intramurals and long noon hours 3 days a week. Instead, we're just going to have those intramurals 2 days a week. So, in essence, our contact time with students will be nearly the same, even though every Wednesday we're going to get out at 2:30. So that will buy us some good time for our teachers to get together and work on projects that normally we wouldn't be able to do. Probably the chief of those, Andrew, will be we are still working as a school culture to get our PLCs, our professional learning communities, up off the ground. And we hope to sink our teeth into that project this year and get our teachers together to together become better at their craft. And so looking forward to more time to be able to do that.
Once again, that was Principal at Pella Christian High School, Dan Van Coten. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.